followed the trail into the night. It was getting pretty dark. We wished we had a flashlight. Then we heard something crawling off to the right. It jumped out of the bushes. We trembled in fright. Is our time up? Are we doomed to die in this strange world under an alien sky? We hurried along, trying to escape, when we heard a voice behind us sing, "Hey guys, wait!" It was Arnon, and he was dressed in a cape. I said, "You spooked us! I was about to cry rape!" "Well, I'm glad to see you, I guess you're okay. And told us about the castle, about his dream and his thought. He said he was lucky and escaped the hole in the wall. Loved the castle because they wouldn't let him leave. They thought he was a spy and they were gonna cleave his head off. They were setting up the guillotine, so he took off the middle of the night. He wanna get home alright. The three of us strode on the darkening world, till we came to a boulder, glowing white like a pearl. I said, "Maybe you should stop here and get some rest." And at that precise moment, an arrow hit me in the chest. "Oh God, I'm gonna die," I cried to myself, but I felt no pain, then I began to laugh. The arrow was an illusion, cast by a white robed magician. He was waiting for our attention, dodging bolts of lightning. He was battling a shadow, a specter emanating evil. Silently hurried. It was Travis and John. At last they came and joined us.